All right, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for another episode of the Productivityist podcast. I am Mike Vardy, your host, your party host, as Chris Jericho would say. Yeah, I've been watching a bit too much of the WWE network lately. I'll get into that some other time. Yes, it's one of the few things that I mentioned a few times during interviews, but it's one of the things that I don't talk about all that much is that, yes, I do have an affinity to pro wrestling. In fact, maybe I'll talk about that at some point in time as to one of the things I do that I have on in the background when I'm writing and stuff. It's funny, this past week, I actually wrote a post over at Productivityist called How I Stay Productive During NFL Games. It wasn't called that. It's, you know, I had to be a bit more catchy. So I said how to score a productivity touchdown while watching Sunday football or what have you. But the gist was is that I watch football on Sundays, and I don't want to make it look like I'm not doing anything during those time periods. So I do have some capture tools nearby and so on and so forth. Anyways, I'll put the link in the show notes so you can read the article if you haven't already. But I want to thank you for joining me again this week. This is the official second episode. So we're just going to say from now on it's the second episode. For all those of you who are contributing via Patreon, thank you so much. If you are wanting to contribute and help make the podcast better, help me get some visuals going on, help me do some screencasts, help me get my own studio, help me get a boom for the mic, and that way I can, you know, have a bit more fluidity and a bit more flow, have a permanent setup instead of having to put this thing together every single time. That'd be great. Go to patreon.com/productivityist, and you can donate as little as a buck or as much as you want. And the higher you go, the more the perks are. In fact, just today, as I'm recording this, which is Monday, I listed for all the patrons that are $5 and above, they're getting a sneak peek at what to expect over the next few episodes. In fact, all the episodes in September that are coming up. And this, they got a sneak peek of what I'm going to talk about today. So, again, I'd love it if you contributed. If you can't, that's fine. This podcast will still be free, but I just wanted to put that out there. Again, patreon.com/productivityist. And, of course, the podcast is now on Stitcher, so you can go there as well if you go to the Stitcher link. And I'll put that in the show notes as well. That way you can check it out via Stitcher if you're a Stitcher app user. All right, I want to talk today about something that, you know, I'm finding is becoming more and more prevalent in terms of productivity and task management, and in fact, more so productivity and self-improvement than anything else. And a recent episode of the Mac Power Users, hosted by my friend David Sparks and Katie Floyd, they talked about task management. They hadn't tackled that subject in almost 5 years, and they finally got around to doing it again because the landscape has changed so much. That was before iOS was really like, there were a ton of iOS apps. It was really when, you know, OmniFocus was, you know, the big granddaddy, and David was using it, but Katie was using Things, and Things is still around, and there was no Todoist, and there was no Asana, and Basecamp was, you know, not what it is today. So there's been a lot of evolution there. But one thing that I've noticed that's come along in recent years, more and more, as kind of it's almost the precursor to task management, has been the Habit app. The Habit app. and it's weird because you say, what, you know, the Habit app, I don't understand. Well, I mean, there's the habits, routines, rituals, whatever you want to call them. Those things are starting to become more and more prevalent in terms of how we can make sure that we, you know, conduct ourselves accordingly throughout our day. So whether it's we make sure that we exercise regularly or floss our teeth, Julian Smith has that famous, I think he's got a post out there. I'll put it in the show notes as well. I need a pop filter. I really do. put it in the show notes. Julian's talked about, like, if you can put if you can floss your teeth regular, if you put that in, that's a habit that you can continuously foster. Then that's kind of the trigger for more and more habits to you know, start to stick. So habits are really becoming more and more of a you know, they've always been important, but now the app is out there. So there are apps that will actually help you track your habits and track your rituals and routines and whatever you want to call them. And I think that those are honestly, in some ways, they need to go hand in hand or tend to go hand in hand with a task management app. So for example, when I'm coaching people, you know, they're trying to get into using a task management system, whether it's a paper-based system or whether it's a digital system, and they're trying to build that muscle up. And a habit app can help you do that because basically if you use something along the lines of, say, Lyft is a great example of one. There's also, you know, Habit List. There's a, you know, Way of Life. I mean, there's so many out there. I'll talk about my favorite one in a few minutes here. But, and it's not one of those three, as I just mentioned. One of the things that you'll find is that if you put that in your habit app saying, hey, you know, make sure I check Todoist every day, or make sure that I, you know, do my weekly review or whatever, it becomes a habit. It becomes part of, you know, the rituals that you're, you know, putting forth every single day. And once you start to do those, then you start to really, they become almost innate. They become part of what you do. One of the things I've talked about when I talk about the morning stuff, and I'll put that in the show notes as well, the post about the three things I do in the morning, is that it really sets up my day for success. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I splash water on my face, and I do it three times. It sounds pretty OCD, but it's not. It's what I do. I think it's just a trigger for me more than anything else. Nothing else I do really has that kind of consistent, you know, numerical attribute attached to it, but that does. And then I'll make my bulletproof coffee. And I'm going to talk a bit more about bulletproof coffee in a future episode as well, because I know a lot of people have asked, hey, what do you think about it? And I'm going to talk about it. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to Dave Asprey about it. I got a chance to meet him at South by Southwest, and maybe we'll connect. And he doesn't live too far from me, from my understanding. It's weird. I didn't know he lived in my neck of the woods until, you know, just a few months ago. So maybe we'll be able to connect with him. But I'll make my bulletproof coffee, then I'll make my Nutribullet, which is my breakfast, which is, you know, basically a shake. And that's my routine. Then I sit down and I start reading. Going through my iPad. It's my iPad that I pull out first thing, and I'll read through my RSS feed using, Reader, and I'll use Zeit to read my next level of stories, and then Flipboard, and then I'll eventually get around to some of the other stuff I'm doing, and I'll do my morning pages as well. So all that stuff is tied into that routine, right? And again, that's been tweaked over time. But if I didn't, I think it's so I'm building this habit up that allows me to, you know, make sure that I'm fostering the right things. And I think habit apps can be very useful. And I do think that there are some dangers to them, however. And one of the things I'm not a huge fan of, and I know that accountability is important, but I think we get to a point kind of with task management and kind of with time management, especially with the calendar, where we start to hyper-schedule ourselves to the point where everything appears on our calendar, whether it's an appointment or a task. And you all know how I feel about that. If you've been reading me for a while, you definitely know how I exactly feel about that. But if you are using a habit app and you're using something like Lyft, let's say, and I loved what Tony and Stubblebine and the team at Lyft are doing. I interviewed him for an episode of Workflowing, which I'll also put in the show notes. I loved having that chat with him, and I loved, you know, what they're doing there. But I think there can be a real danger with sharing so much with the crowd, with saying, hey, you know, I am going to do this habit called, floss my teeth, you know, every day, or read 20 pages per day, or write 1,000 words per day, and you make it so public. The reason I think that's a problem is that we sometimes don't know when to quit doing that. So instead of saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to limit this to, like, say, 4 habits or 3 habits, 3 is a good magic number there, you say, I'm going to put 10 habits out there. And then you start to flail on 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 of them, or maybe all of them as a result, because you can't truly, you know, spread yourself out that thin. And then you feel bad, you know. Whereas if you are, you know, wading into the water slowly, so saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to do one habit in Lyft for now, or one program, because Lyft has those programs as well, which is also great. You know, where it's a bunch of habits that are strung together or whatnot that are all related, that's fine. But I think when you go too far overboard and you make it, you make yourself accountable on all of those, then you really are putting yourself in a situation where you could flounder or falter or even fail. And you want to set yourself up for success. So if you're going to use a crowdsourced or crowd-based habit app like that, I would suggest that you dip your toe in slowly. And I'd love to hear from people as to what their thoughts are on this. You can always email me at podcast@productivityist.com in terms of getting in touch with me directly. But if you're a Patreon contributor, the activity area is the best place to do that. And that's the first place I'll go. Because there's a forum there. It makes it a lot easier. But the other thing that really can become a problem with any of these apps, whether they're, you know, their habit solo, you know, singular, where it's just you and you don't share it with the world, or it's, you know, hey world, here's what I'm going to do, is that if you put too much in there, then it kind of devalues it, and it can become overwhelming to a certain extent. So again, that's another danger, is that if you try too much at once, it won't just mean that you may not necessarily succeed, and therefore not do it at all, because that's normally what happens, is if you go all in and then you fail, it's like gambling. You put all the chips in, and again, I'm not a gambler, but if you play poker, you put all the chips in, use all your chips, you're probably not going to play for a while because you're out of chips. In this case, it's kind of the same thing, where if you go all in and you falter, then you're like, see, I knew this would happen. And that's the part of your brain that tricks you, you know, that lizard brain, that resistance, the lizard brain that Seth Godin talks about, the resistance that Stephen Pressfield talks about. So what I would suggest you do is, no matter whether you're going to use a shout out to the world kind of habit tracking app, or a, hey, I'm going to keep this fairly in-house habit tracking kind of app, go in slowly, you know, just like with task management, start simple. You know, it's obvious that where this stuff should go. So use that whole SOS thing that I like to talk about. I haven't written about it too much, but I like to talk about it, you know, make it simple, make it obvious, and then scale out. You know, you can add things to it, especially as the other muscle grows. That's what routines are built upon, and rituals are built upon, right? They're built upon getting better at different aspects of it, so that it becomes more of a flow than less of factions, you know, or fractions of flow, for lack of a better term. So for example, I wasn't necessarily making bulletproof coffee as part of my morning routine. Initially, it was splash water in the face, go make coffee, sit down, read. Wasn't even doing the morning pages. Now all of a sudden it's, hey, you know what? Now I'm adding bulletproof coffee to the mix. And then I started doing my morning pages because I stopped journaling in the morning. I wrote a post about how I was journaling in the morning and in the evening. That was a while ago. Now I just do morning pages in the morning, as opposed to doing the journal entry. But you can, once you've started to really get good at fostering habits, and you can build a workflow out of it, or a habit flow, if you want to call it that, it's a routine. And then you can play with that, but you need that foundation there, just like with task management. You need that foundation there. But I want to talk a bit about my favorite of all of these apps, and why I use them. Because why would I use them? If I'm you know, saying, hey, don't put too much stock in them. Don't spend too much time adding things. You know, dip your toe in slowly. Definitely put stock in them. They're good stuff. But the reason that I use them is because I want to make sure that I hit certain targets consistently, and they aren't necessarily tasks. They're more goals, or they're more, there's something that I want to make sure become, you know, somewhat innate, something that's just so part of what I do that I don't even really have to think about it. And yes, a task management app does that, but it's for a specific task. So for example, doing social media updates is becoming part of a workflow thing. It's still a task. And it will always be a task, because it's something that I could falter on, because sometimes you want to stay away from social media. But writing 1,000 words a day, which is something that Nathan Barry does, he wanted to make sure that he had that in there. And he created an app called Commit. And it basically said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do X by time, X time every day. And it's kind of that don't break the chain ritual that Stephen King, Jerry Seinfeld has done, you know, from Joe's Goals is another site that has done that, taken the Seinfeld don't break the chain mentality. But that's what Nathan Barry is doing. And he talks about that. He's talked about that many times, both on his podcast and also maybe not so much on his podcast, but he's definitely written about it. So what you could do is for me is I do that with my writing. I don't necessarily say, hey, I want to write 1,000 words for productivity and 1,000 words for my next book. And I don't put that as a task, and I don't necessarily put write book as a task either. If I have article ideas, they generally go into Evernote, and then they end up being in Scrivener, and I will put, you know, post productivityist blog post today, and that'll be a task, but I won't necessarily know which one it's going to be at that point in time. That's where, you know, the human component comes into play. So that is where the real value could be. So if you're trying to build a habit or build something that's going to be good, and the word habit to me, and I've talked about this before, is I'm not necessarily a fan of the word habit per se. I prefer ritual. In terms of that, habits can be good or bad, whereas rituals, I've never really heard of a bad ritual before. So to me, that's why I like to say, you know, oh, this is a ritual that I like to do. So, I want to make sure that I write 1,000 words per day. That's my ritual, you know, it's a writing ritual that I prescribe to or whatever. So, again, trigger words are going to be different for everybody. But back to the app that I use, it's not Commit. I did use Commit for a long time and I liked it. But what I didn't like is that it was too time oriented. I had to get it done by a certain time. And I get that. Believe me, I get that. But I don't work that way. My day can be very fluid, especially right now with the kids not in school. My son, I've got a moment here with both my daughter out of the play date and my son at daycare. But with my daughter not in school right now because of the British Columbia teacher strike, I have limited windows of opportunity to do things like this. So I can't exactly say, hey, from 3 o'clock to 3:30 on Monday, I'm going to record my podcast. It's just not going to work that way. And the same thing happens with writing. For me, I will write. I do my morning pages and I do schedule time to sit down and write, obviously, on my workday. But I don't necessarily write about that thing. So I'm not going to work on my book necessarily during that time, at least not right now. So I don't like the time component attached to it necessarily. A lot of people will. And I like the app because it does focus on task first and time second. So if you're looking for one, Commit is a great one, and I'll put that in the show notes. But the one I'm using, first off, the reason I like it is that it's really evolved since its last iteration. And it just came out actually yesterday as this podcast goes live. The initial version was called Full, and now it's called Full 2.0. Or it's just Full, if you want to call it that. And I do. it's Full. It's by John Meyer, is the guy who I've been connected with on it. And he really, I had a chance to connect with him a while ago. I didn't get to meet him at New Media Expo. I think it was 2 years ago. The Lemonly team were there. But I got a chance to chat with him. He found me through some of the work I do. And I really like the idea of how they handle goals. So for example, I'll just give you a brief synopsis of how it works. First off, it's free, which is great. Especially for those of you who don't like to pay for apps. But here's how it works. So when you're using Full, and it's iOS only, I'm afraid. So keep that in mind. I know Android lovers, and I don't. By the way, if you have an Android app that you want to share, please let me know, and I will share it out there. I'll send it out via social networks. But here's how Full works. So basically, you could do daily, weekly, or monthly goals. So here's how it works. You can start by adding the goals you want to accomplish in the month, and then the target number you're shooting for. So if it's a daily, weekly, or monthly goal, you can do that. But what I like is that unlike the don't break the chain thing, which is what Commit permits, is for example, on Saturday, I don't write because it's family time for me. So if I do write, that's great, but I'm not going to, hold myself to that because frankly, I work from home. My kids see me all the time. I want to make sure that there are days where when I'm at home with them, it doesn't feel like I'm at the office. So this allows me to say, hey, you know what? I want to write 1,000 words 5 days a week. So that means I want to write 1,000 words, 20 times a month. So I could do that. Or I could say, I want to do this, as a daily goal. I want to say, hey, I want to write X amount of time per, I want to write X by X amount of time, or, you've got a lot more flexibility with Full. Then the other thing you do is you can set custom reminders to keep you on track. So you can actually have a daily reminder to just say, hey, how are your goals going? Or don't forget to complete your goals, as opposed to just the one goal that you've got. You could do this in Commit, obviously, as well, where you can have multiple things set up. But again, the big feature for me is that I don't have to do it every single day, which is big. So I can have the reminders here, which is important. And then when you're using this, you just basically swipe right or left to make sure that you add or subtract the goal to your target. So if I say I'm going to write 20 times a month, 1,000 words, I can just swipe left, until I've hit that mark, and then if I've accidentally overswiped, I just swipe right to take it away. And then you can edit a goal by making a long swipe, or, delete it by making a long swipe to the left. And then, you could reorder the list, so you can move the list up and down just by tapping and holding it. You can also view your history, and you can see how you're doing with your goals too. So you can really track and see how things are going, which I think is great. You can link it up with Facebook if you want. You can see, like I said, my history is there, the daily goals, the monthly goals. So you can, it's really nice. I like the interface. I like the fact that it's just me. I don't want to necessarily share a bunch of stuff. I do use Lyft, and I'm going to pare down my stuff in Lyft because I don't really want to have, all that stuff in there. I'd rather have some stuff shared individually. So if you're looking at using a habit app, I would suggest you look at Full. It's for iOS, so if you're an iOS user, that's the way to go. And there are lots of other ones out there. So if you're interested in sharing those with me, please do. Again, you can also follow me on the Twitter too. Just say, hey, at Mike Vardy on the Twitter. What do you think about this one? Hey, why don't you give this one a try? And I'm open to trying a bunch of apps. In fact, that's what this podcast is going to be used for in a lot of cases, is I'm going to be able to say, hey, here are some apps that I've used, and here's how I'm going to use them. And one of the things I'll probably do at some point is in post is maybe do a reflector, use reflector to show people, hey, here's how you can use full, because this is considered a productivityist recommended app as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. I'll put a link to full in the show notes. There's several other apps out there. I will list those as well. Again, if you are looking to start building habits up and build rituals and routines and what have you, there are lots of opportunities and choices out there. There is a way for you to allow technology to help you and aid you along the way. But like anything else, like a task manager, like a time manager, like a budgeting program, which I'm going to talk about at some point as well, because budgeting your time, your currency, your actual physical currency is pretty important. And I like to be effective with that and efficient with that because I really hate dealing with that stuff. You want to make sure that it's you don't want to put garbage in and garbage out. It's user driven. And so you don't want user error or user lackadaisicalness. Is that a word? I think it is. It is now. I'm big at making up words. You don't want that to get in the way. So let the technology help you. Don't let it be the thing that you think is going to make it happen, but let it help you along the way. So this has been one of the few episodes, probably every other week, you'll hear just me talking to you. And again, that's why we keep it under 30 minutes. But I wanted to get these habit apps out there. And next week, we've got David Sparks on the show, so that's going to be great. So we've got a guest coming on next week. If there's any type of app or apps that you want me to look at, like a genre of apps, again, let me know. You can email me at podcast@productivityist.com, or if you're a Patreon supporter, you can go into the activity area and just say, hey, what do you think about this? I'm really, really excited to be able to talk about this kind of stuff, because as much as I like to write, I also like to talk. And this kind of helps me, get these app recommendations out the door to you and out into the wild. So again, if you are interested in supporting the podcast, please go to patreon.com/productivityist, and you can give a buck per month, which is 25 cents a podcast, or you could give as much as you want. Or if you just want to listen and support and give me a review or rating in iTunes or in Stitcher, you can do that. I'd really appreciate that. In fact, according to Stitcher, you need like 5 reviews to be listed. So anyone who's listening on Stitcher, I'd love to get some reviews there as well. Again, we're just at episode 2 now. We got a long way to go. I'm not going to be stopping anytime soon. And I'm really, really grateful to all the Patreon supporters. In fact, Cindy Lauman, she gets her shout out today for being a Patreon supporter, for being a great supporter of the podcast. So thanks so much. Thanks so much, Cindy. And also Anne-Marie Giuliano. Big shout out to both of you for sponsoring the podcast, the podcast as a whole, being a Patreon patron. Again, thanks so much for listening. You can find me, of course, at productivityist.com, and I'm at Mike Vardy on the Twitter. I'm on Google+ and Facebook and all that stuff as well, but those are the main places to find me. And thanks again for listening to the Productivityist podcast, and we will see you next week.